Merry Christmas, New Life family. Or should I say Feliz Navidad in Spanish, or Joyeux Noël in French, or Christmas Ki Badhea in Hindi, or Eid Milad Majid in Arabic. Now, listen, I am not fluent in all of these languages, or many for that matter, but I wanted to say Merry Christmas in these different languages to express the idea of celebrating a multicultural Christmas. That's what I want to take a few minutes to talk about today. But why? Why would it be important for us to celebrate a multicultural Christmas? Can't we just leave Christmas the way it is? Well, there's a couple reasons why we want to be open to the idea of celebrating a multicultural Christmas. The first comes straight from Scripture. John 3:16 tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. In Revelation chapter 14:6, we read that then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. We even sing in the old Christmas carol, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." Christmas goes beyond the borders of our family traditions. The Christmas goes beyond the borders of our country, our people group. Christmas really is worldwide because we're celebrating the fact that God the Father was willing to send his one and only Son into the world. And so when we celebrate a multicultural Christmas, we are giving life to that idea. We're fully expressing that God sent his son for the whole world so that there would be a people from every nation, tribe, language, and family gathered around his throne in heaven, worshiping him forever. So how might you go about celebrating a multicultural Christmas? Well, one of the ways you might do that would be to invite others to join in your celebration, especially those who may not be able to return home, who might not be able to go back to their people group to celebrate Christmas. I think about international students who might be here, especially if you live near a university. There are probably international students who, because how long it would take to travel or the funds that it would require, simply cannot go home. And it would be a wonderful gift to invite them to come to celebrate Christmas with you and your family in your home. Or perhaps refugees. You may live in a large city where there's a large segment of refugees who have fled maybe a war-torn country and can't return home. You could invite them to come and celebrate Christmas with you. Another way to celebrate a multicultural Christmas would be to ask others to share with you how they celebrate Christmas in their culture. What are some of the things that they do? And if it's appropriate, humbly ask if you could join in with them, if they could show you some of the ways that they celebrate Christmas in their culture. What this does is it expands our understanding of the worldwide impact of Christmas, the worldwide reach of the Christmas message. Regardless of how you celebrate, how we celebrate Christmas, let us all join together in rejoicing in the good gift that God sent his one and only Son to offer his perfect life as a sacrifice for our sin. That is good news for the whole world, transcending all cultures for his glory. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone.